Fourth, tat-tat karma parvartana, performing activities favorable for bhakti. Chiru Goswami has prescribed the methodology of tat-tat karma parvartana for those persons who are eager to perform bhajan. In his Shri Upadeshamrit, he has designated those activities that are favorable for the cultivation of bhakti as tat-tat karma. In Srimad Bhagavatam 11.19.20-24, Shri Krishna has told Uddhava, Shridham namrita skathayam me shashva mad anukirtanam parinishta cha pujyam stuti bhi stavanam mama adra paricharjayam sarvangir abhivandanam mad bhakti pujya adhika sarvuteshu manmati मद अर्थेषु अंग चेष्टश्च वचस मद गुनेर नाम मई अर्पणम च मनसा सर्व काम विवर्जनम मद अर्थे अर्थ परित्यागो भोगस्य च सुखस्य च इष्टम दत्तम हुतम जप्तम मद अर्थम यद व्रतम तपा एवं धर्मे मनुष्यानाम। उद्धव आत्मनिवेदनम मई संजयात या भक्ति ही को अन्यो अर्थो अस्य अवशिष्येत। ओ उद्धव, आई विल टेल यू द टॉप मोस्ट मेथड टू अटेन प्रेमा भक्ति टू मी। वन मस्ट फर्स्ट प्रैक्टिस साधन भक्ति, थ्रू दिस वन अटेन्स प्रेमा भक्ति। हेयर दिस पॉइंट अबाउट साधन भक्ति, दोज हु वॉन्ट टू अटेन प्रेमा भक्ति टू मी आउट टू हैव फर्म फेथ इन द नेक्टेरियन नरेशंस ऑफ माई पास्ट टाइम्स, constantly perform sankirtan of my qualities, pastimes and names, remain completely fixed in their worship of me, praise me through stotras, perceive all living entities in relation to me, dedicate all material endeavors to me, glorify me alone with their words, offer their mind to me, reject all material desires, give up wealth and material sense gratification for my sake, and perform all activities such as charity, sacrifice, chanting, vows and austerities for me alone. O Uddhav, what other objects remains to be attained by one who follows these practices and has attained bhakti to me? The 64 limbs of bhakti are tat-tat karma. Based on these instructions of Bhagwan, Sri Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Sami Sindhu has divided these activities into 64 limbs. These 64 limbs are mentioned in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit Madhya Leela 22.115-129 as follows. 1. To take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Guru. 2. To accept Diksha from him. 3. To serve him, Guru Seva. 4. To be inquisitive to learn about the true dharma of living entity. 5th, to follow the path by which sadhus have attained Bhagwan. 6th, to give up one's own enjoyment for the sake of love for Krishna. 7th, to live in a holy place related to Krishna. 8th, to accept things only in a quantity sufficient to maintain one's life. 9th, to fast on Ekadashi. To respect the Mairo Balan, Amalaki, and people, Ashwatha trees, the cows, Brahmins, and Vaishnavs. 11. To avoid offenses to the deity and to the holy name. 12. To give up the company of non-devotees. 13. To refrain from accepting many disciples. 14. To give up the partial study of many scriptures and giving expanded commentaries on them. 15. To be equipoised in loss and gain. 16. To not to be overwhelmed by lamentation. 17. To refrain from hearing criticism of any demigods or scriptures. 19. To refrain from hearing gossip, topics related to sense enjoyment. 20. To refrain from causing anxiety to any living entity through one's body, mind or words. 21. To hear narrations about Bhagwan. 22. To chant his names. 23. To remember him. 24. To worship the deity form of the Lord. 25, to recite prayers. 26, to serve Him with various articles. 27, to accept servitorship. 28, to regard the Lord as one's friend. 29, to absolutely surrender one's very soul, Atma Nivedan. 30, to dance in front of the deity form of the Lord. 31, to sing to Him. 32, reveal one's mind to Him. 33, and offer prostrated obeisances to Him. 34, to show respect to Bhagwan or a devotee by standing when seeing them coming or by going forward to welcome them. 35, to follow behind a devotee or Bhagwan for some distance when they depart. 36, to visit holy places, tirthas, and temples. 37, to perform parikrama. 38, to recite various hymns. 39, to chant japa, and 40, sankirtan. 41, to accept the flower garlands, incense, and sandalwood paste that have been offered to Bhagwan. 42, to honor and serve Ma Prasad. 43, to have darshan of Bhagwan's arati and festivals. 44, to have darshan of the Lord's deity form. 45, to offer Bhagwan those items that are very dear to oneself. 46, to perform meditation on Bhagwan and persons and things related to Him. 47, to serve Tulasi, and 48, the Vaishnavas. 49, to reside in a dham such as Mathura. 50, to relish Srimad Bhagavatam. 51, to perform all one's endeavors for Krishna. 52, to await His mercy. 53, to celebrate the appearance day of Bhagwan with devotees in grand festival. 54, to surrender in all respects. 55, to observe Kartik Vrata and other Vratas. 56, to wear the signs and markings of a Vaishnava. 57, to write and wear the holy names on one's body. 58, to accept the remnant garlands of Bhagwan or devotees. 59, to honor Charanamrit. 60, to associate with saintly persons, Satsanga. 61, to perform Nam Sankirtan. 62, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. 63, to reside in Mathura. And 64, to serve the deity with faith. 1. Guru Padashraya. The first duty of a sadhaka is to take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Guru. Without taking shelter of Sri Guru, one cannot attain auspiciousness. There are two kinds of human beings, those who have ability to discriminate and those who do not. A person who is fully engrossed in material happiness is known as aprapta vivek, one who has not yet attained discrimination. If by good fortune he attains the association of devotees, he may become able to achieve the ability to discriminate. At that time, the following feelings arises in his heart. Alas, alas, I am extremely unfortunate. I have always been engrossed in sense gratification. I have lived my entire life like an animal. What shall I do now? The association of a great personality due to whom such thoughts arise is known as the association of the Shravan Guru, means one from whom one hears about the bhaktas, bhakti and Bhagavat Tattva. At this time, faith means Shraddha arises by good fortune. By possessing faith, the desire to perform bhajan is born. Taking shelter at the lotus feet of spiritual master, Guru Padashraya, then becomes extremely necessary. Hence, by good fortune, persons with aprapt vivek, means undeveloped discrimination, obtain prapt vivek, means developed discrimination, and accept shelter at the lotus feet of a guru. Who is a guru? What type of guru is it proper to take shelter of? This is a question to consider. A person is eligible to become a guru if he has conquered the six enemies, lust, anger, greed, false pride, illusion and envy. Who has a natural deep loving attachment to Krishna, who is fully conversant with the Vedas, Vedanta, Upanishad, Puranas and other Shastras, who is accepted as Guru by saintly persons, who have faith in him, who has controlled his senses, who has compassion for all living entities, and who is peaceful without duplicity and truthful, having deep love attachment, anurag for Krishna, that is completely devoid of all other attachments, is primary quality of Gurudev. All other symptoms are secondary. Therefore, Sriman Mahaprabhu has said, Kiva vipra kiva nyasi shudra kene nai jai Krishna tattva veta sai guru hai. Whether a person is a Brahmin, a sannyasi, or even a Shudra, he is a Guru if he knows Krishna Tattva. If one possesses this principal symptom, then he is eligible to be Guru, even though he may lack one or two secondary symptoms. No harm. Being a Brahmin and being a householder are secondary symptoms. The purpose is that it is good if one knows Krishna Tattva, that is, a Premi Bhakta possesses the two secondary symptoms of being a Brahmin and being a householder. However, if a person possesses the two secondary symptoms but is flawed in regard to the primary symptom, then he is not qualified to become a Guru. Ma Bhagavata Sreshto Brahmano Va Gurur Nirnam Sarvesham Eva Lokanam Aso Pujyo Yatha Hari Mahakula Prasuto Abhi Sarva Yagyeshu Dikshita Sahasra Shakha Adhyayacha Na Guru Syad Avaishnava Padma Puran. Second and third, the necessity of performing Guru Seva and accepting Diksha. Upon finding a qualified Guru, a faithful disciple is to serve him with firm conviction and without duplicity. After pleasing the Guru, one must accept Sri Krishna mantra and initiation from him. Those who are averse to accepting initiation make a deceitful show of performing kirtan and they preach, referring to themselves as Vaishnavs. Such persons certainly cheat themselves. Materialistic persons should not neglect accepting initiation upon observing that personalities like Jad Bharat and others did not take it. Initiation is prescribed for every living entity in every birth. If it is seen in the life of a perfected, great personality, Siddha Mahapurusha, that he does not take initiation, it is not to be taken as a precedent. Those Mahapurushas have displayed such behavior due to special situations and therefore it is not to be considered a general rule. Sri Dhruv Maharaj went to Dhruv Loka in his material body. Upon hearing about this, should everyone hope and wait to enter Dhruv Loka in their material body? The general rule is that when the living entities give up his material body, he goes to Vaikuntha in his spiritual body. Common people obtain their welfare when they follow general rules. Whenever Bhagwan, who is full of inconceivable potencies, desires something, it surely happens. Therefore, we must never transgress the general rules. Rather, after pleasing Sri Gurudev and by serving him without duplicity, one should indubitably accept initiation into Bhagwan Naam, Bhagwan Mantra and so on, and accept instructions on the absolute truth. 4. Falling in the footsteps of sadhus. Fortunate disciples, after receiving initiation and instructions from a bona fide spiritual master, will follow the path of the sadhus. Only proud persons disobey the Mahajans and concoct new ideas. As a result, they very soon become the cause of their own ruination. Having traversed the inauspicious path, in Skanda Puran it is mentioned, Samrigaya Shriyasam Hetu Pantaha Santap Varjita Anvatap Shramamam Purve Yena Santa Paritishtere. The eternal path, upon which the sadhus have traversed since previous times is alone auspicious for us. By following the path of the Mahajans, one attains determination, valour and fulfilment. When we follow the path of bhajan traversed by Sri Rupa, Sri Sanatan, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami and Sri Haridas Thakur, we experience a happiness beyond description. What did Haridas Thakur say when he was beaten by the Muslim miscreants in order to induce him to give up the chanting of Harinam? Even if my body is cut into pieces and I lose my life, I will never give up Harinam. O Krishna, these misguided jivas who are beating me are not slightly at fault. Please forgive them and be merciful to them. Having such determination, constantly chanting Harinam with compassion at heart for all living entities is the path of bhajan exhibited by previous Mahajans. There is no new path to be invented. Sadhus always follow only the known path that has already been established. However, persons full of false pride and who desire prestige make further endeavors to invent newer path. It is due to great fortune that people develop faith in the path of the previous Mahajans. After faith means Shraddha arises, such persons give up their pride and start walking that path. Those who are unfortunate concord a new path and cheat themselves as well as others. In many ways, the scriptures have cautioned against associating with such persons. Shuti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatri Vidim Vina Ekantiki Harir Bhaktir Utpat Eva Kalpate Bhaktir Ekantiki Vayam Avicharat Pratyed Vastu Tastu Tatha Naiva Yad Shastriyate Ekshayate. Bhaktir Samit Sindhu 1.2.101 and 102. The purport is that the path of bhakti is of two types, Vedi and Raghunuga. According to their respective qualifications, the Mahajans have themselves followed these two paths. The Shastras such as Shruti, Smriti and Pancharatra are filled with descriptions of these two paths of bhakti. The new paths discovered by Buddha, Dattatreya and others who rejected the path of bhakti shown by the scriptures will be renowned until the end of time only for creating disturbances. Although those who traverse this new path advertise them as one-pointed ekantiki hari bhakti, in reality, their doing so only indicates their ignorance. The path exhibited in Shastras like the Vedas is the one and only true path. Nowadays, many new paths are being invented, but ultimately they disappear along with their acharyas. Fifth, inquiring about Sadharma, our eternal function. For a sincere disciple, to inquire about Dharma gives rise to bhakti. Therefore, the Narad Pancharatra states, Achirad eva sarvartha, siddheti esham adhip sitaha, sadharmasya abhavodaya yesham nirbandini matihi. Those whose minds are exceedingly anxious to know all about sadharma or the procedures of bhakti very quickly attain all their cherished goals. Just as fortunate persons desire to follow the conduct of the sadhus, they also desire to know their dharma. But unfortunate persons are just the opposite. Just as they search for newer and newer paths, different from those of the sadhus, they similarly disrespect the sadhus, establish siddhanta and practice their own. They do not try to understand the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but rather accept and preach doctrines contradictory to them. They do not understand the horrific consequence of their erroneous preaching. Sincere disciples make special endeavors to inquire about Sadharma, the eternal religion, bhakti. If they are incapable of understanding it on their own, they faithfully inquire about and understand it from their Shiksha Guru. Such people quickly attain success in their sadhan. What is Sadharma? Anya Bilashita Shunyam, Gyan Karamadya Navratam, आनुकूलेन कृष्णनुशीलनम भक्तिरुत्तमा। सर्विस दैट इज फेवरेबल टू कृष्णा, फ्री फ्रॉम डिजायर्स अदर देन द डिजायर टू सर्व हिम, सच एज दोज फॉर वर्ल्डली एंड हेवनली प्लेजर्स एंड नॉट कवर्ड बाय कर्म एंड ज्ञान, इज नोन एज उत्तमा भक्ति। अंटिल द अफोरमेंशन सिम्टम्स ऑफ प्योर डिवोशन शुद्ध भक्ति इन द फॉर्म ऑफ सद्धर्म अराइज इन द हार्ट ऑफ एन इंक्विजिटिव पर्सन, हिज हार्ट रिमेन्स कवर्ड बाय डार्कनेस। इन सच अ कंडीशन ही कैनॉट अंडरस्टैंड वट प्योर डिवोशन इज। इफ वन डिपेंड्स ऑन वंस ओन स्पेकुलेशन देन प्योर भक्ति विल नेवर मैनिफेस्ट। द मेजोरिटी ऑफ पीपल थिंक दैट दे हैव अंडरस्टूड द इंट्रेंसिक नेचर ऑफ भक्ति ऑन द स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ देयर इंटेलिजेंस एंड नॉलेज, बट इन रियालिटी सम ऑफ देम हैव मिस्टेकन डिवोशन मिक्सड विद इम्पर्सनल नॉलेज ज्ञान मिश्र भक्ति टू बी प्योर भक्ति, एंड अदर्स हैव मिस्टेकन डिवोशनल सर्विस मिक्सड विद बोथ कर्म एंड ज्ञान टू बी प्योर भक्ति। दे आर सो फुल ऑफ प्राइड दैट आफ्टर लिसनिंग्स टू द टीचिंग्स ऑफ श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत दे एक्सप्रेस देयर व्यू बाय सेइंग एवरी वन प्रेजेंट अ प्रॉपर कंक्लूजन अकॉर्डिंग टू हिज और हर इंडिविजुअल डॉक्ट्रिन। वट इज द नीड टू एक्सेप्ट द कंक्लूजन ऑफ चैतन्य चरितामृत? वी डू नॉट वॉन्ट टू गेट इंटेंगल्ड इन द डिफरेंसेस ऑफ ओपिनियन अमंग वेरियस डॉक्ट्रिन्स। One's own independent conclusions are certainly better. Such people have no relation with Sadharma. The result of performing their own concocted new process of devotion is that they can never relish pure devotion. 6. Renouncing sense enjoyment for the sake of affection for Krishna. It is a duty of a bhakti sadhak to give up all types of bhoga for the sake of Krishna. Bhoga means sense enjoyment, the objects that our senses want to enjoy. Items that are very dear to us are to be offered to Krishna and accepted in the form of prasad in a moderate quantity suitable for sustaining one's life. 7. Tirthavas. To reside in a place related to Shri Krishna, Krishna Tirtha, is a limb of sadhana. If one resides in Dwarka, Mathura, Vrindavan, on the bank of Ganga, on the bank of Yamuna, or at the pastime place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the remembrance of Krishna will be perpetually ever fresh. What more does the sadhak need? 8. Accepting according to one's need. Through practical activities that are favorable for the practice of bhakti, one is to engage in earning only as much wealth as needed for maintaining one's livelihood. By desiring more than is needed, bhakti will disappear. If a sadhak accepts less wealth than is needed, then his practice of sadhana will become weak due to those needs not being satisfied. 9. Observing Ekadashi. One must attentively observe Ekadashi. When one gives up all enjoyment and practices bhajan on the occasion of Ekadashi, once every fortnight, gradually, the practice of bhajan becomes continuous. 10. Serving Tulasi and others. Through the worship of Merobalan, Amalaki, and people Ashwatha trees, Tulasi, cows, Brahmins and Vaishnavs, one's sinful reactions are vanquished. Through this, one attains the mercy of Bhagwan. The necessity of observing the 10 aforementioned rules. These aforementioned 10 limbs of bhakti are prerequisites. Attaining bhajan and bhagwan is very difficult for those who neglect these limbs in the initial stage. The sadhak ought therefore to first take shelter of Shri Guru and accept diksha and shiksha from him. One must follow the conduct of the sadhus and accept instructions on their Siddhanta. In order for one's life to be permeated with Krishna consciousness, one is to reside in Krishna Tirtha and, for the sake of attaining Krishna, give up all sense gratification. Through practical conduct, one is to earn or collect only as much wealth as is needed to maintain one's life and is favorable for bhakti. For the sake of bhakti, one should, according to the rules, observe days like Ekadashi and Jayanti, Janmashtami. One must honor Vaishnavas and other personalities and objects related to Krishna. In this way, it is necessary to observe these 10 rules. Along with these rules, one's bhakti sadhan will not be stable if one does not observe the 10 provisions mentioned below. The association of Mayavadis and atheists is to be renounced. A sadhak ought not to associate with persons averse to Bhagwan. Although he will inevitably meet such person in ordinary dealings, he is to deal with them only until his work is finished. Those in whose hearts the sarup of devotion to Sri Krishna has not yet awakened remain full of pride, as they have taken shelter of jnana and karma. They are therefore averse to Bhagwan. Those who engage in serving many devas and devis, those who are Mayavadis, thirsty for impersonal jnana, and those who are atheists, who oppose the Vedas, are all averse to Bhagwan. One must refrain from making many disciples and reading many types of shastras. One who has no faith in Shuddha Bhakti must not be accepted as a disciple. By accepting such a person, the bhakti sampradaya becomes polluted. One's bhakti will diminish by starting big projects, like arranging grand festivals and other such activities. They are therefore to be renounced. Satisfaction and equal vision. The endeavor for food and clothing will always exist in both household life and renounced life. But one must always be careful in such dealings. The Padma Purana gives a very beautiful instruction in this regard. Alabde va vinashyate va bhakshe achhadana sadhane avikalp matir bhutva harinam eva dhiya smaret. The purport is that whether a sadhak stays at home or in the forest, he will certainly have to make some endeavor for food and clothing. A householder will have to endeavor for his food and clothing through agriculture, business or work. A renunciate will have to depend on begging alms for his food and clothing. Devotees are not to be agitated at heart if, upon engaging in these activities, food and clothing are not obtained, or if they are obtained but then lost. They are to continue being peacefully engaged in Krishna bhajan. Sadness is to be cast off. Lament grossly if they lose their wife, children, money, wealth and so on. But bhakti sadhakas in such situations must not lament for very long. They should quickly give up their lamentation and engage in the cultivation of Krishna consciousness. It is not appropriate for a renunciant to lament if he does not possess a quilt, a water pot or a begging bowl, or if these things are stolen by a person or an animal. A practicing Vaishnav must give up all impulses like lamentation and anger, otherwise there will be obstacle in his constant remembrance of Krishna. It is explained in the Padma Purana. Shoka marsha adibhi bhaver akrantam yasya manasam katham tasya mukundasya surati sambhavana bhavet. How can Sri Mukunda ever be manifest to a person whose heart is invaded by lamentation, anger and other agitations? The worship of various demigods and goddesses is prohibited. It is Sri Krishna alone who is to be worshipped. Sadhaka should worship Sri Krishna only. They are not to worship various demigods. But it is important to remember to never disrespect any demigod or scripture. When coming before any demigods, one must offer them respect, knowing them to be the servants who are under the authority of Sri Krishna. The Padma Purana instructs, Harir eva sada aradhya sarva dev ishvar varaha itare brahma rudradhya na eva jane kadachin. The purport is that Parameshwara is the one and only worshipful object. Others, Brahma and Shiva, are his manifestations that governs the modes of material nature, guna avatars. According to their respective qualifications, people worship particular demigods. But Bhagwan Vishnu is the only worshipful object for those with a sattvic nature. People progress gradually, transcending the modes after having been worshipped various demigods for many lifetimes. A person's life becomes eternally auspicious from that birth in which he begins worshipping Vishnu, considering him exclusively to be the Supreme Lord. Shri Krishna is the topmost manifestation of Vishnu Tattva. As a result of living entities performing worship in the mode of goodness, Sattva Guna, he attains the stage of Nirguna, freedom from the modes of material nature. He then attains service to Shri Krishna Tattva. One should not cause anxiety for anyone. One should be merciful toward every living entity, not giving even the slightest anxiety to anyone. It is necessary that one's heart be full of compassion for all. Exhibiting a mood of mercy toward all living entities is a limb of Krishna Bhakti. To attain this nature, a sadhaka should carefully cultivate the quality of mercy. It is imperative to give up seva aparad and the 10 nam aparadas. It is most essential for those desiring to do bhajan to give up seva aparadas, offenses in service, and the 10 kinds of nam aparadas, offenses to Harinam. For devotees in general, there are number of rules for serving the deity form of Bhagwan. Seva aparad is committed when those rules are transgressed. Hence, one must avoid committing seva aparad upon entering the temple room. There are 10 kinds of nam aparad that have been discussed in many places. All sadhakas ought to be extremely careful to give up these offenses. Every endeavor in sadhan bhajan by those who are negligent in this regard is useless. Padma Purana says, Sarva aparada krita api muchiyati hari samashraya harer api aparada nam ya kurja duipada pamsana nam ashraya kadachit syad tarayate eva sa namatah namno hi sarva surido hi aparadat patayate adha. The conclusion is that if one takes shelter of Shri Hari, then all types of offenses are vanquished. All seva aparadas committed while serving Bhagwan are destroyed by taking shelter of Shri Nam. Nam alone delivers the Vaishnavas, but on the condition that they give up all kinds of offenses. If they do not, they will surely fall down despite chanting the name of Bhagwan. Refraining from criticizing Vaishnavas and Vishnu and taking shelter of the lotus feet of Shri Guru. A sadhaka is not to hear any blaspheme of Krishna or Vaishnavas and must leave that place where such blaspheme is spoken. Those who have weak hearts and hear blaspheme of Krishna or Vaishnavas out of fear of transgressing social etiquette eventually leave bhakti. By respectfully practicing the aforementioned 20 limbs of bhakti, bhava is awakened. The mercy of Krishna is the root cause of the awakening of bhava. Without sadhu sangha, one cannot achieve the mercy of Krishna. In this regard, taking shelter at the lotus feet of a bona fide guru, guru padashraya, receiving mantra initiation, diksha, and serving the spiritual master, guru seva, are the root cause of everything. Classifications of bhakti, dasya, sakhe, and others. All the limbs of bhajan mentioned above, from accepting Vaishnav markings and symbols up to dhyana, are all limbs of archan. One is to perform sadhana of these limbs of bhakti to the best of one's ability after receiving them from Shri Gurudev. Dasya, servitude, sakhe, fraternity, and Atmanivedan, surrender of the self, are activities that awaken bhava. Only after sincerely practicing these activities will bhava arise. They are considered to be sadhan bhakti only when one is at the stage of sadhan. Whatever one's most cherished items are in this world, and whatever is very dear to oneself, is to be offered to Bhagwan Shri Krishna. The result of this is wonderful. The purpose is that one ought to not enjoy anything that is dear to oneself, but rather offer it to Shri Krishna and enjoy it as his prasad. All endeavors and worldly activities are to be performed for Krishna. One can attain true auspiciousness only when all of one's endeavors, worldly and spiritual, are performed for the sake of Shri Krishna. It is said in the Narad Pancharatra, Laukiki Vaidiki Vapi Ya Kriya Kriyate Mune Hari Sevanukul Eva Sa Karja Bhaktim Ichchata, quoted in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu 9.2.93. The purport is that whatever activities one performs, be they worldly, laukika, or prescribed Vedic regulation, Vedika, they are not to be performed with the sentiment of being averse to Krishna. It is proper to always perform them in a way that is favorable for Krishna Seva. Smartha samskaras, such as marriage, are Vedic, whereas social and bodily activities performed to maintain one's social standing are laukik. Marriage is for nurturing Krishna-centered activities. Procreation is for increasing the number Krishna's servants. Offering oblations to the forefather is for satisfying Krishna's servants. And feasting is for gratifying Krishna's living entities. In this way, all activities must be done in such a way that they are favorable for service to Krishna. If one follows accordingly, then the fear of getting entangled in the worldly section of the Vedas dealing with fruitive action, karma kanda, is eradicated. Understanding that his body, home, society, etc. belongs to Krishna, the sadhak should protect them. This is called Krishna samsara. Surrender, sharanagati, and 9 types of tulasi seva. The entire life of a sadhaka should be decorated with sharanagati. The 6 types of surrender have been explained in many places in this publication. The life of the living entity is useless without sharanagati. The living entity is to always perform Krishna bhajan with full surrender. Anything that is related to Krishna is known as tadiya. Serving tulasi is the primary form of tadiya seva. It is stated in Skanda Purana, Drishta Sprishta Tatha Dhyata Kirtita Namita Shruta Ropita Sevita Nityam Pujita Tulasi Shubha Navada Tulasim Devim Ye Bhajanti Dine Dine Yuga Koti Sasrani Te Vasanti Hari Grihe. The essence of this verse is that one attains residence in the home of Bhagwan by daily performing 9 types of Tulasi Bhajan. Beholding her, touching her, meditating on her, glorifying her, offering her pranams, hearing her glories, planting her, offering her water, and worshipping her. Studying bhakti shastras, residing in Mathura, and serving the devotees. Literatures that substantiate Krishna bhakti are also known as tadiya vastu. Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost among them, as is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Those who regularly read and hear these bhakti shastras are glorious. Shri Krishna's holy pastime places such as Mathura are appropriate residences for sadhakas. Among such places, residence in Mathura is topmost, as is residing in Sri Dham Navadip. In this connection, the glory of Mathura Dham is mentioned in Brahmanda Puran. Shuta Smrita Kirtita Cha Vanchita Prekshita Gata Sparshita Ashrita Sevita Cha Mathura Abhishta Dayani. Hearing about, remembering, glorifying, desiring, seeing, visiting, touching, taking shelter of, and serving Mathura fulfills all the desires of human beings. The devotees of Krishna are also considered tadiya. It is written in the Adi Puran, Ye me bhakta jana paratha, na me bhaktas cha te janaha, मद भक्ता नाम चा ये भक्ता मम भक्तास्तु ते नरः. Those who consider themselves my direct devotees are actually not my devotees. But those who see themselves as the devotees of my devotees are factually my devotees. This is my opinion. In regard to serving devotees, Sri Rupa Goswami has said, Yavanti bhagvad bhaktir angani katitaniha prayasatavanti tad bhakta bhaktir api buddha vidhu. The purport is that the limbs of Krishna bhakti are also the limbs of Krishna bhakta bhakti, or devotion to the devotees of Sri Krishna. The word pray indicates that the difference is that the devotees are to be worshipped by offering them Krishna prasad. All other limbs, such as offering pranama, remain the same. Serving the deity, yatra mahosav, and relishing Srimad Bhagavatam with rasik bhaktas. It is appropriate for the sadhakas to hold festivals according to their respective capacities. Celebrating festivals in the association of devotees, satsanga, is the principal activity in bhakti sadhan. However, it is necessary to be careful to not associate with non-devotees on the pretext of holding such festivals. One is to observe festivals on the occasions of Sri Bhagwan's appearance day and other similar days. One ought to serve the deity form of Bhagwan with love, having faith in the formless aspect of the Lord. Foolish people respect the deity form. But if such people stay in the association of sadhus and hear and contemplate devotional discourses, then they also will understand the eternal need to serve the deity form of the Lord. It is essential to relish Srimad Bhagavatam and other shastras in the association of rasik bhaktas. If one hears bhakti shastras from rationalists, logicians, or those given to dry speculation, then one's heart will become dry and the awakening of ras will not take place. Sadhu Sangaha. It is extremely necessary for sadhakas to associate with devotees of Bhagwan. Those who are ill-natured, like jnanis and karmis, are not devotees. One should associate with persons who are of the same devotional mood, swajatiya, affectionate to oneself, snigdha, passionate about bhakti, and more advanced than oneself. Otherwise, the sadhaka's heart will not take shelter of Shuddha Bhakti. In this regard, the rules of satsanga have been given in Hari Bhakti Sodhode 8.51. Yasya yasangita pumso manivasyat sa tad guna swakul radayati tato dhiman swayuthani eva samashret. The purport is that one attains qualities according to the association one keeps. Just as the color of crystal appears the same as that of a nearby object, one must be particularly careful in this regard. Among all the limbs of bhakti, associating with devotee is one principal limb. Of the five limbs of bhakti, Nam Sankirtan and Vaishnav Seva are foremost. Among the 64 limbs of bhakti, the following five are foremost. 1. Serving the deity. 2. Relishing the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam with rasik bhaktas. 3. Associating with devotees more advanced than oneself, who are affectionate to oneself and in the same mood. 4. Performing Nam Sankirtan. And 5. Residing in Mathura. Of these five types of sadhan, two are most prominent, Nam Sankirtan and Vaishnav Seva. The Padma Purana says, Yena Janma Sasrani Vasudevo Nishevita Tan Mukhe Hari Namani Sada Tishtani Bharata. The purport is that the fruit obtained by those who have served the deity for many lifetimes is that Hari Nam perpetually resides on their tongue. That is, their tongues constantly vibrate Hari Nam. It is further stated, Nam Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinatva Nam Namino Ada Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grajyam Indriye Sevan Mukhehi Jivado Swayam Eva Surate Adha. Bhaktri Samit Sindhu 1.2.223-232. Shri Nam and Shri Krishna are one and the same. They are the personified form of a wish-fulfilling jewel, the embodiment of transcendental ras, complete, pure, that is, devoid of any material connection, transcendental and spiritual. The material tongue cannot chant the fully transcendental holy name, but when the living entity become inclined toward the service of Shri Krishna, Krishna Sevan Mukha, and his body is pure and transcendental, the transcendental holy name mercifully descends of its own accord and dances on his tongue. Such is the independent mercy of spiritual objects. Shri Mathura Mandal, the holy name of Bhagwan, Srimad Bhagavatam and other devotional scriptures, the pure devotees and the form of the deity are all transcendental. By associating with them, one quickly attains Bhav and Krishna Bhakti. Ragunuga Bhakti and activities favorable to Bhakti, Tat Karma Parvartana. In this way, Vedi Bhakti has an important place in Sadhan Bhakti. Besides this, the practice of Ragunuga Bhakti is very powerful in the process of Sadhan. The part of Sadhan that arises through a disposition for following in the footsteps of the Brajavasis and that aims for acquiring their innate propensity for Krishna Seva is known as Ragunuga Bhakti. We will describe this further. Persons who endeavor for bhakti are to follow these activities with their body, mind and speech. According to a sadhaka's qualification, he must arduously engage in the limbs of either Vedi Sadhan Bhakti or Ragunuga Sadhan Bhakti. Some attain the topmost fruit of bhav by performing sadhan of only one limb of bhakti, and other attain it by performing sadhan of several limbs. The bhakti of those who take shelter of the holy name and serving the Vaishnavas is known as ekantaki, one-pointed. Such persons have no taste for other types of sadhan. Therefore, sadhakas must become one-pointedly surrendered and engage in bhakti sadhan with enthusiasm, utsah, firm determination, nishchay, and patience, dhairya.